more people would be eligible for overtime pay under a proposed state rule. It would apply to workers making up to $70,000 a year, even if they're on salary. KNKX reporter Paula Whistle went to a public hearing on the proposal.
The overtime rule being proposed by the Department of Labor and Industries applies to exempt employees who are paid a set salary rather than an hourly wage. Currently, workers could be making as little as $24,000 a year and still not be eligible for overtime. At a Seattle public hearing, University of Washington student Abigail Election said changing the rule will help people like her mom, who works as a custodian but had to turn down a promotion because the salary was so low.
The reality of the matter is that workers promoted to salaried jobs in management often put in 50 to 60 hours a week, but still do not earn enough to live comfortably.
But some business owners and nonprofits say paying overtime or boosting salaries that much is not sustainable. They want the threshold to be lower. Carl Michaelman owns an insurance company in Kenmore.
I urge you to consider making adjustments, but make them realistic for small business people.
Opponents also say changing the rule would reduce the flexibility their salaried employees have. If the rule is approved, it would take effect a year from now. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.